Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for the Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you are listening to this show on the radio, please continue listening, and at the end, I'll tell you how to get a free gift card to thank you for listening. Here's our show.
Welcome to Knights Around the Table, a show where the Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen, Council 7612, sit around the WSJF studio conference table and discuss their involvement and contributions to the St. Joseph community and the areas around Sykesville and Eldersburg. Here is the host of the show, Eric Glazer.
Hello, we are Knights of Columbus, Fulton J. Sheen Council 7612. This is Knights Around the Table. This show is designed to inform the community who the Knights are and how we integrate with the St. Joseph community. Let's start with the Lord's Prayer.
In the name of the Father, and Son, and Holy Spirit, amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm Eric Glazer, past Grand Knight, and tonight I'm joined with
Rob Somerville, your current Deputy Grand Knight.
And Rich Perron, past Grand Knight, 95-96, old-timer.
That was the year?
That was the year.
Where was I in 95?
In high school.
I was not. I got married in 95, as a matter of fact. Let's take a look at upcoming events. Here are a few current reminders. We have the weekly rosary every Tuesday night at 7:30 p.m. in the chapel. That is our weekly rosary for peace. Other upcoming events in March, we have to clean up March a little bit. We talked about Lenten dinners last time, so we kind of have to hammer down on that a little bit more. Lenten dinners are March 7th, also March 21st, March 28th, April 4th, and April 11th. Planning is still ongoing, but I'm going to go over to Rob to tell us about the menu.
All right, the menu. We got crab cake platter, fried fish platter, baked fish platter. So we're doing both baked and fried fish this time. Fried shrimp platter, clam chowder, grilled cheese and tomato soup, mac and cheese, french fries, hush puppies, apple crisp with or without ice cream. And the platters, you can go online and see the pricing. It's good to go online. You can reserve and get orders ahead of time. But the menu's all out there. The pricing's out there. There's a range, and that depends a little bit on whether or not you get fries or hush puppies with the platters. And there is a discount for existing nights.
Yeah, any knight that comes in and shows his ID card will get $2 off the menu.
Any night.
And I think it might just be on the platters.
Yes, it's on the platters. Anything that the knight orders for himself, right?
With a card.
With his card.
What if he's not from 7612?
We'll take it $2 off anyway. We welcome all knights. We're all together.
Wow.
And hush puppies are the new thing on the menu this year. That should be great. We've all been looking for that.
Whose ingredients are those? Is that a secret family recipe?
No, they're not homemade. Let me just tell you that.
You can't.
I won't lie about that.
It's all fried. Look at the menu and the event online at St. Joseph's website, stjoseph.cc. Go under events and look for the Lenten dinners, and it'll be right there.
A couple things to think about. The dinner runs from 5 to 7. Takeout is available, but we encourage you to eat in. Spend some time with the church, your family, friends. The event runs to 7 so that you can wrap up your dinner and go down to station.
Of the cross,
so
right?
Use your time wisely, get to see some friends, and close out your Friday night with Stations of the Cross. It's a great, peaceful way to end a busy week.
Okay, I noticed there's no Lenten dinner on the 14th. What's happening there?
So the 14th, there's no dinner anywhere. But the 15th,
right?
The 15th is the celebration dinner for St. Joseph. That's going to be an Italian dinner.
Yep. Another menu. We got bruschetta, house salad, hot Italian wedding soup, breadsticks, and limoncello cream cake, which sounds good. There's also DJ music.
So that dinner's $5 a person?
$5 a person. That's right. $20 max for a family, so bring the whole gang.
There were times I hit the family max all the time.
Yeah.
Those days are dwindling.
Well, you can take me. Call me. Call me Grandpa, and you can pay my way.
Just a heads up, in addition to the dinner, which was $5 a piece, there will be a basket there. The youth, St. Joseph's Youth, is going to be collecting some money for their summer
Appalachian Project, yeah.
Appalachian Project, service project. It's a Baltimore Appalachia work camp. The Knights of Columbus have been going for several years, and this year Daniel Rosa was super happy to join us. So it's going to be a bigger St. Joseph crowd, which is exciting. And it's going to be a great week up there. I thought I'd take a couple minutes and just talk about it in case you're thinking about bringing a little extra money to help support at that event. The Baltimore Appalachia Work Camp is in, we trek to Preston County, West Virginia, which is just on the other side of Deep Creek Lake. And it's absolutely amazing how fast the country changes as you leave Maryland and roll into West Virginia. We really feel useful there. We make a huge difference. The people are absolutely amazing. And the projects we do are just gigantic. The home repair projects I do up there versus the home repair projects I pull off at my own house, you can't even compare. However, the cost of travel and supplies and food has all gone up, and we are challenged to continue to provide this service to all the deserving residents up in Preston County, West Virginia. So if you are able, just be aware that we will be collecting some extra donations for that event as well at the feast. So that handles the dinners. Let's see what else we have. Well, I did want to mention March 27th. We didn't bring it up in the last show when we were talking March events because it's kind of fallen on the calendar. March 27th is the Maryland March for Life. We've participated that in the past. I know from meetings I've been at lately that we're going to make another attempt to get a bus. That one will just be a basic school bus. The Maryland March for Life is an event down in Annapolis that kicks off at about 4 o'clock in the afternoon and wraps up at about 8 o'clock. It's a lot looser of a planned day than is the March for Life in D.C., but it's definitely worthwhile. One of the ways Mike Hurley put it to me was with Roe v. Wade being overturned and so much emphasis being pushed back on the state.
The state.
It's really important.
Yeah, the events like the Maryland March for Life become more and more important every year now that there's a lot more state responsibility. So look forward to that. I don't have a lot of details right now, but look to see some details coming up in church bulletins and in future events.
And just to tag on that, today in the news, you may not have caught it, but apparently this change to Roe v. Wade and coming back to the states, I saw today where the Planned Parenthood organization is closing hundreds of locations because they're understaffed, improperly staffed. They don't have people participating. And there's a big investigation into corruption in the handling of the funds. They get $700 million a year from the federal government, and they cannot find where all that money is going. So, thank God. It's working.
Excellent. All right, let's roll into April. In addition to our Lenten dinners, there's a blood drive on April 12th. That's a Saturday morning event. Visit the American Red Cross website to book your spot. Easter is late this year, April 20th. There will be a lot of events Easter week. Get involved. It's a great time to connect and reconnect with your church family, St. Joe's, or any church that you're affiliated with. You will be welcomed back. Anyway, I just wanted to remind you, I'm here tonight. I'm Eric Klaser, and I'm here tonight with
Rob Somerville
and Rich Perron.
Finally, this is the first announcement for the 2025 Senior Prom. This is the big event for our Colleens. The Colleens are the women's auxiliary of our Fulton J. Sheen Council. On April 26th, a Saturday afternoon, the Sheens are sponsoring a wonderful afternoon for our local seniors. We advertise heavily at the South Carroll Senior Center, at Fairhaven, and throughout the church. Details are available on the Knights of Columbus website. That's kofc7612.org. This is a formal event for the seniors in the area. We'll have live music, fancy foods, games, photos. It's an all-around fun afternoon. So I look forward to seeing people there, and I'm sure I'll even have more information about that event at the next show. Let's talk about some of the events that happened since the last show. How did the baby bottle campaign wrap up?
I think we're still counting, and I think we're still trying to get baby bottles back.
We gave out more, double the amount of baby bottles that we normally give out. But, of course, they haven't all come back yet, but they do trickle in during the year. I got two of them from people who came back Sunday at the 5 o'clock Mass. So they will come in, and it looks like each bottle has been pretty full with money, so we should do it right. We should do okay.
And where does that all go again?
The Pregnancy Support Center of Carroll County.
That's right. Right, in Westminster. Pregnancy Support Center.
What else do we have to chat about?
So in the fall, we did a pizza and bourbon recruiting event. So for all the, if you know or are a man who wants to become a better man, a better husband, better father, better Catholic man, there's no better way to do it than joining the Knights. And the bourbon and pizza event is a way we try to provide information on what the Knights are about and recruit. And so there's going to be another one. It'll be on a Friday following Easter. We haven't lined up the date yet, but that is in the works. There was a really good turnout last time. We're hoping another good turnout this time. So,
very good. Rich is our council lecturer. In our regular business meetings, he presents informative items to the meeting. What fun facts do you have for us tonight?
Hey, I got some great news for you today. It looks like indications are showing that our namesake, Archbishop Sheen, could be canonized this year. Of course, the Pope is not very well, so I'm sure he's going to be a little behind on things. But in any case, just to bring you up to date on Fulton J. Sheen, just a little trivia that his first name actually is Peter. He changed his first name. His family actually lived on a farm, and when he went away to school, seminary, he, in memory of his mother, took her maiden name, Fulton, as his first name. So his name became Fulton J. Sheen instead of Peter J. Sheen, which is good, because Peter John was his name, so he's staying with the Catholic. But, you know, for years and years, he was one of the most popular television shows on Sunday night. First, he started with Cardinal Mercier, and he won the prize for the International Philosophy in 1923. He went to the Catholic University in Washington, and he was also the Archbishop of New York in 1951. He later moved to Rochester, New York for a short period of time as the bishop there. And there was some controversy up there, and he resigned in 1969 because he was 75 years old. And there's kind of a rule that when a priest or any of the clergy reaches 75 years old, it's kind of like mandatory retirement, even though he really didn't retire, because then he started his Catholic Hour, and he spent 20 years on the radio in the Catholic Hour. And when television got popular, he became the Fulton Sheen program from 1961 to 1968, and it was very similar to Life is Worth Living. And for that, he won two Emmy Awards in his term, and I understand he beat out some pretty impressive people with his broadcasts. And now he's coming up for his canonization, and a couple of other controversies came up. One was he was buried in New York at St. Patrick's, and the people in Peoria, Illinois, where he's from, said, no, we want him back here. So they actually moved his body from New York back to Peoria, Illinois, so that he would be, when he was canonized, the saint would be back there and there. But his cause for canonization was officially opened in 2002. And in 2012, Pope Benedict officially recognized the decree for the canonization. Of course, he has to go through a council that vote on it. And he does have the miracles have been attributed to him. So they're just waiting at, for him to be formalized. And that little problem up in Rochester, New York, has been cleared up. And they are now moving forward with that. And the Diocese of Peoria countered that Sheen's handling of the case had already been thoroughly examined and exonerated, and Sheen has now been ready for canonization. So we should expect to see that this year. Hopefully, Pope Francis will be well enough to do that. And this will add to Pope Francis's resume because, you know, I don't know if you know, but he has already canonized 926 people. Oof. So you're making 927. That's all I have for you. I thought you'd like to know that. And I will have a continuing series on Archbishop Sheen until he does get canonized. Thank you and have a good night.
Archbishop Sheen's radio shows are so insightful.
Yeah, they are.
And he's so forward-thinking. You could listen to him talk and not realize that show was recorded 40 years ago.
I mean, that's right.
Absolutely amazing.
Right. To listen. Great vision.
And it's on the WSJF at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. So if you're not at the 8 a.m. Mass and eating donuts afterward.
But you can catch our broadcast after the donuts.
If you want to become a member of the Knights of Columbus, send an email to 7612kfc@gmail.com. We would love to have every Catholic man in Eldersburg and Sykesville become a member. You can always keep up with the Knights of Columbus events at our website, kfc7612.org. You can also get a link to our podcast. Please check it out. Email links are right there on the website if you have any questions from today's show. Thanks for welcoming us to your radio. Let us close with a Hail Mary.
In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
I'm Eric Klaser, and this has been Knights Around the Table. See you next time.
Danny Gallagher here, production engineer for Knights Around the Table radio show and podcast. If you're listening to this show on the radio, you can get a free gift card by sending an email with your contact information to wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio phone line at 443-920-9125. Send us an email at wsjf@stjoseph.cc or call our studio at 443-920-9125. Leave your contact information and we'll send you a free gift card to thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening to this edition of Knights Around the Table. We look forward to the next conversation about who the Knights are and what they're up to. Thanks to WSJF for broadcasting the show and Molly Klaser for her tireless engineering support. We'll see you next time.